This I've told the class is, I asked the preacher coming this Sunday what scripture reading is for Sunday morning. He said Luke 13, 1 through 3, and it got me thinking because of what we were talking about in 1 Thessalonians and how they go hand in hand in several different ways. So just read along with me for a moment here, Luke 13. Now, I'm sure we've all heard verse 3 and verse 5 many times, right? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You know, when I'm offering the Lord's invitation lots of time, I'll mention Luke 13 and verse 3, right? Unless you repent, you're going to perish. And it's so important, he says again in verse 5, unless you repent, you're going to perish. But what comes around those two statements is pretty interesting. If you ever read it in its context, so verse 1, there were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. All right, so even history tells us this is what Pilate did. He was killing Galileans. Just killing them. Using them in sacrifices. He would just kill people for no reason. Right, so the folks had, you know, a legitimate question. You know, why do bad things happen to regular people? To good people even. So Jesus answered in verse 2, said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered such things? Right? So it's a rhetorical question. You know, just sometimes some people die by the hands of other people. In other words, sometimes bad things happen because everyone has free will. People are going to make bad choices, and some people are just going to suffer from that. And then he says, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Or, so Jesus is going to bring up some relevant news of the day that they would have been aware of. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? Again, a historic fact. Tower of Siloam fell. Bad construction. We don't know. Just an accident. The Tower of Siloam fell, killed 18 people. Sometimes people die because other people do bad things. Sometimes people die just because the laws of physics are at work and bad things happen. So, Lord, what do you want us to know that our life on earth, you know, it's only temporary, basically? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The lesson is we all die, so repent. Right? Whether it's by accident or the hands of somebody else or old age, we need to repent. Right? This world is temporary. And I encourage you, if you want some reading for tomorrow, go on and read the parable of the barren fig tree, because it has everything to do with what we just read. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, you got to do something about it. Right? We're all going to die. Right? So you need to repent. Might be tonight. You don't know. I'm not trying to be morbid or anything. That's just life. Right? Life ends in death. So why not repent? Why not be ready for what comes after this physical life? We don't have to suffer the second death. We're all going to go through the first death, but we don't have to suffer through the second death, which is eternal separation from God in hell for eternity. Repent because you believe in Jesus. You're willing to confess him before men, right? And you're willing to reenact his death, burial, and resurrection in water, baptism, Romans 6, 3, and 4. That's a calling because we all have that appointment that we're going to keep, right? Hebrews 9 and verse 27. If you're subject to that, we'd love to help you. Or if you just need to repent, something you did in a public manner, you want to repent in a public way, let us show you the love of God and let's take care of that. Or if it's something of a private matter, just go to God right now and repent. Say that prayer of repentance as a child of God, and he will be reconciled to you. Rather, you'll be reconciled to him. So if you have a need, please let someone know as we stand, as we sing.